Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
This is the fabulous Adam Richard.
And I have a theory.
Hey, chickens. Oh, we are digging into your messages, because every episode I ask, how do you feel about it? Do you like it? What do you think? What's going on? And then I rabbit on about Gypsy for 20 minutes. We don't get back to things. And, you know, but this is the nature of a podcast. It comes out when it comes out. You listen to it when you listen to it. Those things don't necessarily have to be on the same day. I certainly don't record them on the same day that they come out. Well, I do sometimes record them on the same day. Oh, my God, I can't speak English. The same day they come out on Patreon. But sometimes I pre-record those as well. So that we're all, you know, it's wibbly wobbly, timey wimey. You know, it's how it works here. As Jess said recently on Patreon, I did only just listen to the Name of the Doctor episode yesterday, proving your point, Adam. So yeah, you can listen when you want, respond when you want. We'll just get to them in an episode like this, which is a big bucket of responses. Is that what I'm going to call this episode? Bucket of responses? No. Over on Patreon, we'll go backwards from the horror of Fang Rock. Squally says that it reminds them of B-rated horror movies like The Thing and The Stuff. Look, I haven't seen The Stuff, but I do take objection to any reference to John Carpenter's masterpiece, The Thing, as B-rated. Unless you mean the original thing upon which it is based, which is called The Thing from Another World. And that is, in fact, quite B-rated horror. But wonderful, nonetheless. I did go and see the Rocky Horror Show last week. I was invited, which was delightful, which has Peter Hellier was the narrator. He's in it for the next few weeks here in Sydney. And I believe Dylan Alcott is alternating with Pete on other weeks. But it's so much fun. Jason Donovan playing Frankenfurter, and he is a delight. Just like my partner described it as a Randy Ozzy Osbourne, which it was very funny. But the rest of the cast, amazing, like just spectacular voices, great performances. Like it is, I did not expect to enjoy it as much as I did. Like last time I saw Rocky Horror live would have been in the 2010s, maybe some point, maybe earlier, when we did a guest spot in it for the radio show I was working on. We used to do, like, every year we'd just invade a musical, like, so we would be in an episode in one of the performances, and I was a narrator with Gretel Colleen. She was the narrator for the whole run, and it had, like, Iota as Frankenfurter, Paul Capsis was playing Riff Raff. It was a really good production, but this, like, that was kind of like a traditional musical, whereas this is weirdly, it feels like, I don't know if you know the tradition of Rocky Horror where people go and see the movie version late at night and they heckle it and there's all these, the audience have all these callbacks for things that are going on the screen. And that is what this production of Rocky Horror is like, that people yell out from the audience. Pete was very amusing in trying to deal with that kind of thing. But yeah, it was like it just rocks along really quickly. But because it's based on like that kind of schlocky, 50s and 60s science fiction movie thing, like, you know, because there's all these movies name checked in the opening song, Science Fiction Double Feature, that's the name of the song. But, you know, it's like Forbidden Planet and When Earths Collide and all that kind of, the Day of the Triffids. There's all sorts of stuffs, all sorts of films that are referenced in the opening. So it has that kind of schlocky, science fiction-y thing going on. And, you know, like it's kind of like a gothic horror at the start, then it's a rock musical, then at the end it's like it kind of descends into weird science fiction along with all the, you know, grown up bits that are in the show, which I'm not going to go into, but that's all in there too. But yeah, it kind of made me feel like, oh my God, I want to watch something cheesy and science fiction-y, but, you know, like just out there and a bit dangerously cheap. So I watched a Godzilla movie on TV and then thought, oh my God, there's a Godzilla movie in the cinema. So I went along and watched Godzilla X Kong, New Empire, whatever it's called, at the IMAX with the big IMAX goggles on. And yeah, that was exactly the kind of movie that I wanted it to be. It's schlocky and silly. It's insanely expensive looking. Like the effects are great. Godzilla gets to be pink, which is not a thing I ever knew I wanted, but I did. And it's hilarious and fun and stupid and everything that you want from a monster movie. Don't expect anything. Like I've had people saying, oh, it's really terrible. I'm like, yes, it's meant to be. Like if you've watched one of those movies from like the 70s or the 60s, like the Godzilla movies became really mad. Like during the Mothra era, like, oh my God, those movies were incomprehensible at times, but hilarious in how much fun they were. And I feel like these ones are just the same, but instead of it being a man in a rubber suit kicking things over, it's, you know, CGI creatures kicking things over. It's just, I enjoyed it immensely. But it's not good. Like I'm not saying it's a good film, but it is an enjoyable film because it's stupid. Oh my God, and Dan Stevens, who, I don't know if you know Dan Stevens from, you know, he was in Downton Abbey, he was in that show Legion. He was the Beast in Beauty and the Beast. Spent his whole time negging poor Belle, poor Emma Watson. Dan Stevens is in it, and I got the impression that because it's a kaiju movie with like giant monsters in it, he thought maybe he had to be a ham of that magnitude because he's so over the top. Like he's so cheesy, like big cheesy winks and like wearing Hawaiian shirt. It's yeah. Anyway, this has been Godzilla chat and Rocky Horror chat. Why is it two musicals in a row? I'm gone. It's gone. See what you've done to me, Squally. He brought up the thing. Anyway, I wanted to talk about the thing instead of Rocky Horror and all the B movies that came into my head. The Thing is one of my favorite films. Again, a bit grown up. If you are a younger listener, maybe wait until you're older to have a look at it because it will give you nightmares. But yeah, so many Doctor Who stories feel like they're riffing on The Thing. Like the first two episodes of The Seeds of Doom, which is a Fourth Doctor adventure with Sarah. It's six episodes, but the first two are set in the Arctic and, you know, The Thing is set in the Arctic and it's a whole bit of business. But yeah, it's got a very Doctor Who vibe. There's a bunch of, like, the one where the sand creatures are coming, that kind of feels like The Thing. So does that Christmas special where they're trapped in the dream with Santa. Like, that feels very much like The Thing. There's a great X-Files episode in the first series where they're trapped in an Arctic base. Like, an Arctic base just feels more terrifying. Like, I think that's why I loved that recent series of True Detective, because they were in the Arctic and they couldn't really go anywhere. But they were all still driving around everywhere. But I love it when they're trapped in a base. Base under siege is always my favorite kind of Doctor Who. It's like, oh no, the Doctor's going to save us. But yeah, and Squally was also horrified by my description of what came out of the CGI dead Rutan as pulsating goop. I couldn't think of any other way to say it, but it was a lot. Like, it looked like a whole lot of goo came out. And have you ever had an ultrasound? That's the only way I can think to describe it. If you've ever had an ultrasound, you know that they use like way more lubrication that is possibly necessary to make that thing slide around on your stomach or wherever they're meant to be looking, or your knee, as I've had before. Like, that's what it looked like coming out of the alien. Like it was about to prep someone for an ultrasound.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.